with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Foreign correspondent Karen Chamis reports on the first statement made by Iran's new supreme leader.
In his first statement since he became supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei said Iran should use the threat of closing the Strait of Hormuz and keep attacking Gulf neighbors. An anchor on Iranian state TV read the statement by the new supreme leader, who did not appear on camera himself. Israeli intelligence assessments suggest he may have been wounded in the February 28th Israeli strike that killed his father, the 86-year-old late supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Karen Chamis.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says there's no imminent threat to the state, despite a warning from the FBI that Iran could send drones to the West Coast in retaliation for the war. California Congressman Mark DeSaulnier.
We're living in such odd and stressful times. You have to take all of this seriously, but you also have to take it with a grain of salt. Should we be concerned? Absolutely. But we've got to go about our business and our day, take care of our families and our jobs and our communities.
The FBI recently warned police departments that Iran could try to strike the state. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 458 points. Google is adding artificial intelligence to its popular Maps app.
As part of a major redesign, Google Maps will depend more heavily on AI to help people get around. One tool called Ask Maps will expand upon conversational abilities that Google brought to the service last November. The other, called Immersive Navigation, will feature 3D renderings of places to help users get their bearings as they drive. Google's digital mapping service is used by more than 2 billion people worldwide. Greg Clugston reporting.
And this is SRN News. Evangelist Will Graham is getting ready to pay a visit to Mississippi, as Michael Harrington reports.
The grandson of Billy Graham is set to preach the gospel March 21st and 22nd at the Gulf Coast Coliseum in Gulfport. Graham says, quote, "There is a burden to see the gospel proclaimed in this pivotal region. I'm going to share what the Bible has to say and point to the Savior, Jesus Christ." He will be joined at the festival by several contemporary Christian music artists. Some 145 churches throughout the region have come together to organize the event. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible going on all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scriptures can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In countries like Somalia and Mauritania, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. And Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports Senegal is the latest African country to toughen the punishment for homosexual activity.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in a largely conservative Western African nation. It doubles the punishment from prison sentences of 1 to 5 years to between 5 and 10 years. In another change, the bill would now punish what it calls the promotion or financing of homosexuality. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States has punched its ticket to the quarterfinals of the World Baseball Classic. The Americans got the help they needed from Italy, which beat Mexico 9-1 last night. The Americans will stay in Houston to meet Canada on Friday night for their next step forward. Italy, meanwhile, will be playing Puerto Rico in the other quarterfinal. That one is set for Saturday. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.